Hey everyone, it's the Bradshaw Boys. What you are about to hear is a teaser of our episode 8, and just like that, recap for Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. I think it's Bewitched, Bewildered, and Bothered.
And that podcast is long, strong.
It's a chonker.
We were down to get the friction on.
Hour and 20 minutes?
Hour and 27 minutes.
We listened to Sir Mix-a-Lot. During it, the whole time.
You're about to hear the first 20-ish minutes of it here on our main feed. If you want to hear the whole thing, how could they hear the whole thing, everyone?
That's a great question, Corey.
You can go to our Patreon. You can give us sign up for that. It's $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Very reasonable. Especially $5, like, I've bought a lot of dumb shit for $5.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's 60-something other episodes on there all about... Sex in the City, and it's a universe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, on top of that, you can see our live show with video and audio, yep. And we'll have more episodes on there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a video with Amy Harris, writer of Sex in the City. We're going to have way more episodes on there, too. So sign up for the Patreon and listen to this whole thing or see those other episodes.
Later, taters.
But also see you in a second, taters, because you're about to hear the teaser. Bye.
You're now listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are watching And Just Like That. And Just Like That, I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber.
And we want to give a special thank you.
Ooh. Throwing out thank yous already?
Yes.
Who are we thanking?
Listen, we've been lurking on Reddit, on the Sex and the City Reddit, for 4 years, trying to fire that thing up. And Just Like That Reddit is fucking popping.
It's hotter than Sex in the City right now?
Oh, yeah.
It's hotter than Sex in the City. Also, we had a meme go up on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mr. Then, Trigg?
Yeah, Mr.
Shout
Trigg.
Shout out to Mr. Trigg.
And then RoseGold1212, who I believe is the moderator. It says mod. John, you know how Reddit works. More,
yeah,
right?
That's a moderator.
Yeah. So the moderator, like, went on to the thread... because people were commenting on it, and then put credit belongs to the Bradshaw Boys.
That's great.
Credited us, and then linked to our Instagram.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Thanks, Rose Gold? Rosebud?
Rose Gold, 1212. But I was like, that's actually sweet, because I feel like for 4 years we've been trying to fire up some online conversation about Second City, and now it's just like a freaking brush fire of opinions everywhere on the internet.
Do we dox Corey and share what his Reddit name is, or do we keep it a mystery?
Ooh, do you want to?
I think we keep it a mystery.
I think
I'll tell you what. If you're feeling particularly Carmen Sandiego-ish, go on Reddit and see if you can suss out which user is Corey Cavan.
That's true.
It's a great name.
It's great.
It's my it's my internet sleuth name. It's used in random places. All I'll say, because I don't want to dox myself, it's used in random places around the internet. It comes from an internet thing. It's
Don't say it. People will find it.
If I'm
you can figure out
it.
Corey's Reddit name.
I just have the Carmen Sandiego song in my head, except with Corey's Reddit name. Where in the world is Corey's Reddit name?
look what else is on here. There's a picture of Debbie, and it says, you know who would have enjoyed dessert night. And it's a picture of Debbie.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
and
yes.
People are like, Debbie is really having a renaissance with the fandom. And I'm like, dude, we've been fucking Debbie fans.
Yeah. We've been Lil Debbie's for a long time.
We've been Lil Debbie's for a while.
We've been Lil Debbie's.
Yeah, I'm talking about zebra cakes.
Swiss
talking
cake
about nutty
rolls.
Bars, Swiss cake rolls.
Heck yeah, we've been all into that.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Oof, love an oatmeal cream pie.
That is our new podcast, Lil Debbie's.
Dude, I guarantee you Debbie is smoking still. You think Debbie has a kid?
I messaged her on Instagram. She does have a kid.
Wait, the character or the real Debbie?
Did you message the actress?
Yeah, to have her on the pod.
Oh, what'd she say?
So smart.
There's a picture of her with, first of all, she doesn't have that many Instagram followers.
Nice.
So she's going to check it. Total babe.
Let's see.
And she has a son. Okay. And yeah, we're definitely, she's still an actress.
Dude, we got to get Debbie on the pod.
I know. We definitely have to have Debbie on the pod.
That's great. We got to get Debbie on the pod.
What if she came on and she was just like, first of all, fuck Miranda.
Heck yeah. What if she's just been going method for all these years? She hasn't let
right
go
after
of
I
the
left
character.
That party, I sucked Dr. Robert Leeds' dick.
Okay, also, here's
or she's slamming beers with Steve's mom.
Oh, yeah.
In heaven? Steve's mom's dead, dude.
Yeah, in heaven, man.
Wait, what if Debbie's dead in the show?
Oh, my gosh. What if that's what Steve does after this? He goes on Facebook.
Or no, he
fucks
just...
her corpse?
No. Steve's into necrophilia.
He's like, Miranda, listen, I know you're having an affair, but I got a bigger fish to fry.
Oh, you're into girls now? Well, I've got
I'm
a
into
surprise.
Dead girls now.
You know that movie where he says, I see dead people? I do more than that. Oh, I see them in a romantic sense. I'm seeing a few of them right now.
By the way, all right, I'm heading out to my side job at the funeral home. See you later. okay, here's another thing. You guys got to go to this Reddit.
Yeah, the And Just Like That Reddit.
Do you think like the cross, the Venn diagram of Bradshaw Boys listeners and Reddit users is probably not great.
Well,
don't be, here's my plea for people to go on Reddit. Don't be afraid. Reddit is set up really weird. Mm-hmm. It's clunky. It's hard to navigate. And you might hear like, oh, it's just those Wall Street bet bros and like a bunch of idiot, like basement dwelling idiots. Yes, that is 95% of us, but mm-hmm. it's a good resource. Pro tip. The new parent subreddit is so much better than Google for good stuff, because everything on Google is just trying to sell you crap.
Yeah.
But like Reddit is a forum of people who have a shared interest. Reddit.
I will say
explore.
This. Anytime I've gone to look on anything, like anytime I had a question about anything on Reddit, mm-hmm. I was trying to help my family set up a Wi-Fi system at home. I put a question on there. Within 2 hours,
yeah.
I had tons of responses that
were
actually helpful.
So if you're still
helpful.
Trying to find Corey's Reddit name, just go to Wi-Fi troubleshooting Reddits.
Don't go to that sub.
It'll be sprinkled all over.
Don't go to that sub. And definitely don't look up a Linksys mesh system.
Well, there was somebody posted about the pod, our pod, on And Just Like That, and then people started discussing it.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
And yeah, there was somebody who said that when he was a young gay boy, that straight guys would make fun of him for watching Sex and the City, and so he's like, I'm never gonna listen to this pod now. And then someone was like, did these three guys pick on you and then start a pod? And then he was like, no, but like I'm never gonna do that. Then so I just saw this and it put me in such a weird mood because I was like, man, like. Dude,
we're not here to pick on people. We're here to have some fun.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, but then so he said,
this is the guy that got picked on
guy that got picked on. Yeah. Said, surely one person not listening to their podcast is not going to affect them in any way, but I have my reasons. I owe it to my 14-year-old self. You can disagree with me. This one guy who said you're acting bigoted, you're acting more bigoted than any of these hosts. And then this one guy, who responded, he said...
Do they know that you said they Diaz? Are they privy to that information?
I don't know. He hasn't listened to the pod.
Okay.
So.
I think that guy would take back all support.
Yeah.
But so then Malfi Dobb came out, said, you can do what you like. I can do what I like, same as you. What an absolute drama queen. I owe it to my 14-year-old self. There's no 14-year-old you. There's just you, and he's meant to be grown up. If you don't, you don't have to listen, but the hate and bigotry against straight men... that you are spewing is just as bad as whoever bullied you.
Oh my gosh.
I looked at that. I was like, listen, I think that guy just didn't want to listen to us because he didn't want to hear three straight guys talking about sex. But then this guy came in and said that it was hate and bigotry. I was like, man.
You heard it here first. If you don't listen to our podcast, you have hate and bigotry in your heart.
Exactly.
So when your boyfriend or husband is telling you to turn off the podcast, just remember that.
Do you think that was Quentin Thomas, the
Quentin T. Thomas,
who we met, who before we started this podcast brought us all together and defended us at the pizza shop that first night? Maybe that was Quentin T. Thomas
Reddit thread.
Like,
I know them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was like, man,
I defended them. I defended like, their bikes.
I'm I was like, we've always wondered if anyone would ever listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Now to know that there's two gay men that are arguing over the merits of our podcast, one hates us, the other accusing the other of hate and bigotry, I was like, man, there is some great combos happening.
This is some George Bush level mission accomplished shit that we just got going on.
Oh my God. That is like when you see a fight start, like you get in a fight with someone on the platform of the subway, mm-hmm. or like in line to get coffee, and you're like, I'm sorry, I was in front of you, and then the person behind you starts defending you,
and then
the person behind you gets in a fight with the first person, and then you're just like,
and you're just walking on backwards with your coffee.
Homer Simpson into the bushes.
I got my coffee. I am very sorry you were bullied growing up.
Yeah.
Thank you for defending the pod. None of us know each other.
Also.
You have hate and bigotry in your heart.
Listen.
Hate and bigotry in your heart.
We want to thank everyone for being here.
Yeah.
Gay, straight, non-binary, Che Diaz, whoever you are. Thank you for being here. And
seriously,
also,
thank you.
All that to say, thanks to anyone who mentions the podcast on that Reddit. And also, just go there because it's really good. The moderators are great.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw another thing because, listen, we have some Che hate, but I saw a really great tweet.
Some Che.
I have a really great tweet from Sarah Ramirez that mm-hmm. I
Sarah.
Wanted to share.
Sarah. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty great.
This is from
like 2 days ago. Spoiler alert. If you are suddenly hate following me, you're going to be sorely disappointed. There's nothing but love in my energy field at this time. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Oh, right?
There's awesome. No reason to hate an actor for playing a part.
Yeah.
That means
that actor's doing a great job.
Yeah. They are crushing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you hate the actor that played Draco Malfoy, that's because he's a damn good actor.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Well, that's what I was like, man, the internet makes people like forget.
Sara needs the person on Reddit to come defend for her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To come bounce.
Yeah, we need Dobby, whatever their name was.
Mob Dobby, whatever their name was. Yeah, totally.
Also, listen, what was the moderator's name?
Rose Gold.
What if Rose Gold needs to go in there and be like, hey, back to your corners. Hey,
come on.
Okay.
Well, we have a lot to discuss in this episode. I suggest that we break now, watch the app, and
have a nice, healthy, long discussion about it.
Have a nice, healthy one. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm into that.
Let's do it.
Let's get healthy.
And just like that.
Give us a summary and we'll be back.
Episode 8. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. After coming clean to Che, Miranda is spurred toward making a life-altering decision. Carrie attempts to learn more about her mysterious 20-something neighbor. And Charlotte's efforts to be more open with her kids about sex get derailed. And now, back to the boys.
Wow.
Hanging some dick, finally.
Listen, I don't want to quote Bible verses, but I will. This podcast is here for such a time as this. Finally, some fucking dick.
You know,
Straight man dick.
Strong dong. Double dong.
And kind of, he was chubbed up.
Yeah.
Has there been a modern show with double dong in a single episode?
So, yes. And I was about to say this because we talked about this on the pod before.
Andy Griffith's show.
Dennis the Menace.
And Howdy Doody, the puppet, had a big wooden...
I don't think so, Mr. Wilson.
wait,
Home Improvement.
What was the one with the horse?
Mr.
Lots of horse
dick in every episode.
Dude,
Dick Van Dyke.
That's the whole show. HBO, when they did Eastbound and Down, the Danny McBride show,
yes.
The HBO had told them, because the HBO thing, they're like, we want racy shows, we need a lot of nudity. And they did do female nudity in mm-hmm. that one. But they were also like, we didn't want to just do female nudity and just have a sexy show. And so they tried to make sure they could get as much dong in as possible. And they would show lots of dong. And Righteous Gemstones does some dong.
I'm very happy about that. The cream cheese poppy.
Cream cheese poppy.
We have known We've speculated for years, not only that he's a good, loyal husband, but that he was packing some fucking, packing some heat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what we got. I mean, John's going to get into the episode.
Yeah.
But at some point, this episode just dropped on us a straight up.
Harry Goldenblatt, battleship alert.
I mean, they hit it. They hit it with no alert.
Dude, the Harry Goldenblatt battleship alert.
And the foghorn.
Harry Goldenblatt battleship alert.
That's when Lily opened the door and she was just like, that's what, that when Lily opened the door, it was just, it was straight up.
Dude. Kevin, dude, how does your dad feel that Harry Goldenblatt's the other battleship?
Was that on our Patreon? I think that,
that was on our Patreon.
When we called your dad?
So on our Patreon, we called my mom. I think I was drunk. because what's he called? Trey calls it his schooner. And we said that to my mom and made a joke. And she's like, well, your dad doesn't have a schooner. He has a battleship. And then I was like, I regretted calling my mom at all. But
although someone commented on the Patreon and just said, like, oh my gosh, this is the best money I've ever spent on a Patreon before.
I mean, and to know that Harry Goldenblatt, great, great husband, mm-hmm. great father.
Lover of bagels and cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my dad
leave his tea bag around occasionally.
My dad, the Protestant poppy.
Yeah.
Protestant poppy.
Great husband, great father. Rocking a battleship.
There you go.
Listen, if you're going to leave the teabag around, you better bring out the battleship.
Oh, man. All right, let's get into the episode.
Okay.
Was this episode 8?
I
didn't catch the name of it. It's
Bewildered.
Bewitched.
I just read a book called Bewilderment, so I kind of got tripped up on that one. Shout out to any of you.
Because.
It's called...
is it Bewilderment?
Anyway.
Go get into it.
So we have Che is promoting a rally, and I think, was that Madison Square Park?
It was Madison Square Park.
And Miranda is there to see Che, and Miranda sees Brady and Brady's girlfriend there. And right as Che is encouraging the crowd to not hide and to claim who they are, Miranda is ducking out in the other end. And Che and Miranda talk afterwards, and we find out that Miranda never told Che that Miranda is in a non-open marriage.
Right.
And Che says that they are a lot of things, but not a homewrecker. Next, we have Carrie's entire 20s, 30s, and 40s, her clothing out on display. She's properly packing them away. And we see Seema, and we're introduced to the dress, the Paris dress. And we also get the first thread of the episode of Carrie's neighbors being very loud. Lizette, the neighbor down low, mm-hmm. having a stew party. Is there anything better than a stew party?
Dude,
we've all been there. We've all been there.
I had some fucking ragers here.
What was your stoop? Can we say the name of your stoop during
Donnie
COVID?
Quinn's.
Donnie Quinn's.
What's insane is you are the person that Carrie hates in the episode because you have the loudest laugh of all time.
Because I bring joy
to those on the stoop. Everyone else fucking hates you.
Yeah. We did have like a window open. It was like, hey, it's got to stop. But this was also peak pandemic when it was like, everyone was like, where can I get drunk with people around? I'm tired of being alone. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, We live together occasionally in the summers, and how often does my wife have to come out and tell you to stop laughing? Not that she is...
She's very justified. One third of the summer.
Yeah, and that's...
Every 3 days.
It's 5:20 in the morning, you and Harlan are drunk playing backgammon, and you're laughing as loud as you can.
And I'm always just like, hey, we gave you 2 days off.
After the loud laugh incident, we have Harry Dick. We have Charlotte going down for a blowjob, and Lily walks in, and some comedy ensues. The next scene, Carrie is in her face mask. They're continuing the theme of the Wicked Witch situation.
Oh, yeah.
And her neighbor, Lizette, comes up. Then we have her Chat and Chew. A lot of stuff happened at the Chat and Chew.
Oh, wait, yeah. Is that when she has on the gloves and everything?
No, that was when she had on the avocado face mask.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Miranda comes out that she is going to divorce Steve. And Charlotte kind of commandeers the conversation and talks about how she gives Harry blowjobs. And Miranda and Carrie can't really believe it. They then go walking through Chelsea Market to buy a gift for the downstairs neighbor. A lot more stuff happens in these episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is so true.
They she drops off some brownies for the downstairs neighbor. And
remember the original series was like, Carrie told Big that he's fat. Yeah. Samantha blew a guy. Miranda got a promotion, and Charlotte's happy.
Charlotte like dates a guy who loves to like piss in the street.
Yeah,
like, just something random like that.
Yeah. Now there's like,
and yeah, you're right. There's it's like a feature every film. We said every episode is like a Lifetime
movie. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It really is. It's a lot. I'm and then Carrie drops off the brownies to the downstairs neighbor, and we have our second dick of the episode.
And
from Lizette's second boyfriend.
Second dick, first bush.
Yes.
First
bush.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush. Charlotte takes her dog.
Mark my words. No new penises.
That is first bush. That's the first
bush. That's the first bush.
Yep.
Mark. No new penises.
I see 1,000 points of light penises. Light penises. They belong to Lizette's boyfriend.
He's I also read three penises.
I saw three penises.
I saw my dad's.
I saw Jibs. Saw Dick Cheney.
Saw Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney threatened to shoot me in the chest if I looked at his again.
I heard.
That's Joe Biden.
I heard Lizette's boyfriend's got a bush.
Okay.
America once had a bush. Hell, we had two bushes.
Okay.
All right. Finish this War and Peace of an episode.
Texas had a bush.
All right.
Okay. Where are we?
We saw the bush.
We saw the second dick. Charlotte takes Lily out to lunch to talk to her about Harry's dick situation, and she sees a sexy Instagram post, and they get in a little bit of a fight. We see Carrie rubber glove smoking so she doesn't smell like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Great and comic
she
moment.
Tells Seema that her neighbor is actually a really chic designer from Los Angeles. They run into each other, further perpetuating the wacky neighbor vibes. Steve and Miranda have their conversation, which Miranda tells Steve that she wants a divorce after he finds his hearing aid under the couch cushion. And then Carrie witnesses the fight for her neighbors and gets what she wants. Her neighbor calls her cool.
Wow.
Why does she call her cool?
I think just because she was very nice to her.
Carrie was smoking pot inside.
She did something that made her feel cool. But and then the last image is her sitting on her stoop wearing her dress that she's only worn two other times. And she said, and just like that, there are some things that should never be put in storage. I forgot to mention, Miranda, Che leaves for Cleveland, and Miranda is in a cab on her way to go visit Che.
It feels like I'm in a rom-com.
That is...
Anytime you think that, that is a red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I was on a really good date one time.
Uh-huh.
It was like a fourth date, and... We were like three drinks in and it was going so well. And in the bathroom, I was like, this feels like a rom-com.
I should
tell the girl I think I love her.
Oh,
and the
first
next,
date.
No, it wasn't first date. It was like
early date.
Early date. And it was like the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, rom-coms are lies.
Well, you know, we talked about this. I mean, I know we're going to get to the episode, but one thing that we have talked about before and that I think we will talk about some more in future pods is, you know, that book that I read, Robert Johnson, it's funny, like the whole thing is that he comes out, he's like, you know, you should look for true love, he says, is like stirring the oatmeal, finding someone to stir the oatmeal with, doing the task of the day, which one time you said, you were like, what does he say, Corey? Find someone you could churn the butter with, which I will say, ever since you said that, I'm like, that's maybe a better way to remember it. You got to find someone to like do the chores, churn the butter with. But it's true. Like that book that talks about the myth of Tristan and Isolde, life if you feel like you're in a rom-com, doesn't mean life shouldn't be fun. And I feel like we're going to talk about this with Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, stirring the oatmeal is very much what Steve was talking about. Mm-hmm. Stirring the oatmeal.
Steve doesn't just stir the oatmeal. He adds the brown sugar.
He adds the brown sugar.
He puts in a little cinnamon.
Yeah.
You want a blueberry? I didn't know he had any blueberries. I just went to the market and got them before.
Mm. Yeah.
Before you got up.
Well, where do we want to start? Before we start, I just want to say that the title of that, it was Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
Okay.
And that is from the new show on HBO Max.
And just like Dong. Only on HBO Max.
And just like Dong?
Yeah.
And just like Dong. Only on HBO Max.
Dude, both those penises were not woke moments.